A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Pei Tes, Yevamos 89a, pagination is 177. We're making reference to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, which told us that if a woman's husband was missing, someone told her that he's dead, she married a man, and now her husband comes back very much alive. The halacha is, havlad mamzer mizeh u'mizeh. Children that she has, either from the man who's considering himself the second husband, or from the first husband from now on, both products, both types of children are going to be considered mamzerus, stigmatized. So we said that the children from the man who thought of himself as the second husband is easily understood why it's a mamzer. She's a married lady. She didn't know that she was a married lady at the time. She did everything by mistake. But she was a married lady, and the product of such a prohibited relationship is in fact a mamzer. The question that we tried to deal with was, why is the child from the first husband considered a mamzer? And we explained that that is only a mamzer derabbanon. It's a rabbinic status of mamzer. If the first husband, after he comes back, after she was married to a different man, so to speak, married, now the first husband lives with her, that would produce a mamzer derabbanon because we require a get from the second husband. And we need to obtain that get. And that was imposed because of a knas, a fine, a legislation against her to make it a little bit more difficult for her because of the horrendous thing. She shouldn't have the impression that she could easy come, easy go with this relationship with the second husband. She needs a get from that relationship. And we said in the Gemara on the top of this page, the avda isura, because she did something prohibited. And we mentioned in last session, even if she didn't actually have bia intimacy with the second husband, but if it was nises, she was truly married with chuppah, moved on to yichud, even if there was no bia, that's already the level of isura, and we put a knas on her that requires a get from the second husband. And we're saying that if she did not follow this full procedure, she did not obtain the get, the child produced from the first husband would be a mamzer derabbanon. And the question which our Gemara would like to address is, what exactly is the status of this mamzer derabbanon? In other words, there is a basic halacha, and the rabbis imposed a fine or legislation because of a concern. How far can they change the halacha as it was before they made their statement? So the Gemara, about midway on the page, starts the line Havlad Mamzer, and then we begin at the two dots. Tanan Hossam, we learnt over there. Regarding the laws of tithing, Ein Tarmin Minatame Al HaTahar, not allowed to do Truma from something that's Tame, to rectify something that's Tahar. In other words, the tithe that you're taking, that you're going to have to give to the Kohen, you can't purposely take bad stuff and then give it to the Kohen, and he should just burn it. V'im taram. And if you did take bad, you took tamei. B'shogeg terumasa teruma. If you did it by mistake, so it's valid, we're not going to intercede, the fact is it works. But b'mezid, if you did it purposely, lo asa v'lo klum. We're upset with you, we don't like what you did, and therefore what you did does not have status. The tithe you took is not effective. And so we ask, my lo asa v'lo klum, what exactly does it mean that what you did is nothing? Rabbinic legislation imposed on whatever the law would have been. Obviously, the law really is that it's effective, because when it's a shogig, when it's done by mistake, it works. But if you did it purposely, it doesn't work. What does that mean? So we have two viewpoints. Amar Rav Chista said, lo asa v'lo klum kol ikar. It doesn't take effect at all. Da filu hahi geryua. Even that portion that you took as teruma, hadalitivle, goes back and becomes tevel, and you have to start again. And the tithe that you took is not sanctified, totally negating the event. However, Rav Nosson b'Rav Oshia Omar, Rav Nosson b'Rav Oshia says, which is the way the Rambam paskins, lo asa v'lo klum l'sakin es hashirayim. When we say it's not effective, it means to fix what's left. The amount that you expected to become now permitted produce, because you've tithed it correctly, that doesn't work. Aval teruma havi. But what you took off is definitely teruma, and you're going to have to do the teruma again because of this rabbinic interceding with a legislation. Just as an aside, like an editor's note, this Rav Nosson b'Rav Oshia is really the way we understand all the Rabbanans, and that's how the Gemara is going to conclude. The rabbis don't go ahead and change the actual law. If there's a biblical law, when they make a legislation or a fine, they come to be more strict. They don't come to undo what was true biblically. And therefore, Rav Nosson b'Rav Oshia says, you didn't fix what's there, but what you did take effect. It is truma, and you're going to have to go ahead, and from good produce, you're going to tithe what remains because of a rabbinic requirement. The Gemara continues and says, Rav Chista lo amak Rav Nosson b'Rav Oshia, what was the explanation of Rav Chista that says that the rabbis totally undid the entire event, and it's not tithed at all? Di'amrit havet teruma, he says, because if you allow it to be teruma, zimnin deposha velo mifrish. There are times that he's going to continue with his mazid, he's going to continue with his insisting, and he's not going to tithe it the way you're telling him to tithe it. So therefore, what we have to do is totally undo the event, make it that it was not tithed at all. And like this, he'll take us seriously, and he'll tithe it in a correct manner. Again, Rav Nosson b'Rav Oshia says that it was effective. However, it's not effective enough to allow the produce that remains to be eaten. You still, on a rabbinic level, are required to give another tithe, and this time to do it right, from the yafeh, from the good produce. Let's continue on the second side of the page, about 12 lines down, the first words on the line, Aleph Lamed Omar Lay, which is going to bring this entire case of tithing, of teruma, back to our case of the woman who had illicit relations and produced a child. Amale Rabba le Rav Chista. Rabba said to Rav Chista, Lididach, according to you, the amrit lo asa v'lo klum kol ikar, that you could totally undo the event of the tithing, that even the portion you took off goes back and becomes untithed produce, and you're just going to start again, and there is no teruma here. My taima, and what was the reason that you told me, because you're worried that he's not going to take the tithe if you tell him that what he did is tithed, but he has to start again, maybe he won't listen to you. We never find such a thing that the Torah says it is Teruma, and the rabbis are going to undo a biblical law. We never find that. Can they undo? The only thing that we ever find is that they add to Torah because they're building a fence. They're upset with you. They can make a legislation against you. But they don't undo the law. And that original tithe should remain tithed. And if they want you to do it again, to do it right, they could rabbinically require you to do it again, to do it right. Beginning of the next line, Amalei, Rav Chisda responded, Va'at lo tispera. Don't you agree with me that there is such a thing as undoing the Torah law? V'atanan, we learned, Havalad mamzer mizeh umizeh, our case, that the first husband, if he lives with her now, is going to produce a mamzer. Bishlama misheni, I understood why the second one produces a mamzer, as we explained. Because she's a married lady to the first husband, and the second man is really not a husband at all. Elamarishon, but from the first husband, from the real husband, Amai, why are you producing mamzerus? Ishtohi, it's his regular wife, even if she fooled around, whatever she did. V'Yisrael ma'al Yohu, that child is a regular, legitimate Jew. V'kasharina leba mamzeres, and you're allowing him, by proclamation that he's a mamzer, to marry a mamzeres. How could you do such a thing? Clearly, Rav Chisda infers, they were undoing his status as a Yisrael, as a regular kosher Jew, and they were making him a mamzer and allowing him to marry someone who until now he was not allowed to marry. Apparently they can impose their law even to undo something. Omalei, he told him back, Hachi Omar Shmuel, that's not the understanding of this Mishnah. Osir b'mamzeres, the child of that first husband is a mamzer who's forbidden to marry a mamzeres. He would be allowed to marry their other people, a convert, for example, someone who didn't start off in the congregation would be permitted to him. But he's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. We're not able, rabbinically, to downgrade his status. We can only be strict in his status. We can't downgrade his status. Two quick observations. Number one, the result is that the child produced from the first husband, the real husband, is actually worse status than a child produced from the second husband, the man. And that's going to simply follow because the product of the second man is going to be able to marry a mamzeres, his marriage options are more open. The child produced from the first husband, after he comes back, if he decides to live with her, and she has not obtained a get from the second man, so that child produced has worse marriage prospects, because he's a suffolk mamzer, he's not allowed to marry a regular mamzeres. It does follow, though, to a certain extent, because the second man was doing it b'shogig by mistake. The first man, if he comes back, now he knows the score, and he's living with her purposely without listening to the legislation requiring a get from the second man. So yes, the product of that relationship is going to be worse. A second observation, if a woman generally was mezana with a man, she acted immorally during a regular marriage, so then the children produced from the husband are not going to be stigmatized in any way. There's no mamzerus there because there's no legislation. It's only when the woman went and married another man that we went ahead and required a get from that man. And therefore, the first husband's children, after we required the get from the second man, are going to be stigmatized. But if she's just fooling around, as terrible as that is, but it's not going to impact the children produced from the husband. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.